Hey you guys, this is Yamaya the Colorist, and you are tuned in to my audio journal entitled Gratitude and Intentional Living. It's where I share my real life experiences, and it's usually wrapped in present moment awareness and gratitude. I start, today is Monday, December 3rd, 2018. And I'm here at my salon, and I was writing pen to paper about what I wanted to talk about. And then I decided to put the pen down. I'm just going to freestyle off the top of my head. I don't even know how I'm going to title this, but lately I've been feeling as if I need to harness more of my energy, like preserve it. And for me, that has meant being more of an observer of my thoughts instead of just letting my mind run rampant with thoughts, usually negative thoughts. I've been more active and consciously watching or observing my thoughts and stopping my thoughts in its tracks and starting over with a new thought, because thoughts are things. It's scientifically proven. I can source it, and not that I have to, because this is just my journal entry, but thoughts are things, and thoughts affect the way that we feel. And how we feel attracts things into our lives. So I've been more mindful of my thoughts. I've been more mindful of the things that I give an ear to, whether it's people, music, television, things that I'm watching. Where I'm gonna be, because all of these things suggest stuff, and the power of suggestion is real. You not thinking about eating popcorn and then you see somebody or you smell some popcorn and then you want popcorn, it was suggested to you. So lately I'm not interested in hearing about things or seeing things or being around things that don't promote progression or me being my highest self, or just, how can I say it? I'm not here for the bullshit these days. I'm not interested in the latest Instagram gossip or what so-and-so doing, or subscribing to people's drama. And I think with our different relationships, they can kind of be tricky, because usually in relationships, whether it's with friends or family or whoever, you guys, usually it's some sort of communication. And when engaging or communicating with people, you don't always have control over what they think and feel and say. So sometimes when you're engaging and they're sharing things with you, you have to decide if you're going to subscribe to their issue or what they're talking about or not. And lately I've been having to unsubscribe to certain things because I don't want that suggested to me. I'm not interested in the drama. I don't care about the latest stresses, because I want to suggest something different to myself. And I'm realizing that it's okay to not give an ear to stuff, change the subject, or, you know, decline offers right now in this season, I really have to be accountable. And after I'm accountable, meaning I'm aware, I'm operating in self-awareness, I have a responsibility to myself. I'm responsible on how I spend my energy, just like with my money. I'm responsible. And shame on me if I have my energy currency is XYZ amount, and I choose to deplete my energy on some drama confusion that has nothing to do with me, or for me going out is really depleting to me. That drains my energy sometimes. Shame on me if I choose to spend my energy in a club or just in some sort of environment that doesn't really give back to me, but is draining. And come next day or later on in the day, I don't have the energy or the currency or the funds to fuel or purchase something that would be beneficial to me, like my goals or my desired life experience. So in this season, I'm being more mindful of where my energy goes. It is valuable. I don't want to hear certain shit. I'm not talking about certain shit. I'm not thinking about it. I'm not subscribing to a lot of stuff, and it's okay. That's what I'm telling myself. It's okay. And it just is what it is. Right now, I'm realizing that I need to be focused on what my goals are. And I've been having to focus on being focused. I've been having to not answer phone calls or say, I'm going to call you back, or no, I can't go today. Or when I want to do certain things, I have to look and see what is the next thing on my list for its accomplishments or chief aims. Is this going to get me closer? Is this gratifying? Is it rewarding? Am I going to feel depleted? Can it pour back into me? If it can't, then no, I can't afford it. And when we say the word afford, sometimes people think just because they have it, they can afford it. No, if you have it and then you go spend it, and I'm talking in a material sense, like cash, or in an esoteric sense, like spirituality, like if you have the energy or the money to do something, and then once you spend it, it's not there. You need it for something else. You really can't afford it. And right now, I need my energy for the things that I'm looking to attain, and it ain't got nothing to do with other people's situations. So all that to say, I don't even know how I want to end this, but it's okay to unsubscribe to stuff, to say I can't be a part of, I don't want the subscription, I'm not interested. I'm subscribing to my life, or like, what it is, Joanne the Scammer, when he told whoever he did that little skit, worry about your life and your career. That's what I'm worried about, and not necessarily just my life and my career, but my situation, what I have going on. I'm realizing I affect the most change in the universe when I change myself. I don't have the time and the luxury and the energy to focus on anyone but self right now. And that's all I got, y'all. This is off the top of my head. I gotta finish cleaning this salon. Again, this is Yamaya the Colorist. I am Yamaya the Colorist on most social media platforms. This was a little quickie. Yeah, I hope y'all doing well. Again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for giving me an ear. Yeah. Till next time.